so cold here at the former Soviet Union. Very, very cold.
I can't feel my fingers and I can't even begin to describe to you the cold that's in the air. And I'm going around visiting these elderly Holocaust survivors that don't have gloves, that don't have a coat. And oftentimes they don't even have heating. The elderly don't have many options of how to stay warm. Every winter is another fight for their life. For the elderly here in the former Soviet Union, whatever wood they could gather in the summertime is the wood that they'll have to keep them through the winter. For a 92-year-old woman who could barely walk, she doesn't gather very much wood in the summers. And so she's left to be freezing in the winters. Left alone. Every moment in these freezing winters is the difference between life or death for these Holocaust survivors.
Welcome to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The situation this winter in the former Soviet Union is grave. As temperatures plummet, the lives of poor elderly Jews, many of them Holocaust survivors, are at risk. They are alone, completely isolated, and unable to leave their homes for food, medicine, and winter provisions. The only thing more chilling than the frigid temperatures is the lack of hope. These elderly Jews must endure the harsh, unforgiving winter conditions in the former Soviet Union. They are all alone, and they need our help. On our special Bless Israel Winter Warmth program today, we're going to talk about these precious Jewish souls living in the former Soviet Union, and we're going to give you an opportunity to bless an elderly Jew suffering from the cold and despair of winter. And we begin with Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, as she shares the story of Maria, a Holocaust survivor.
I remember visiting one 92-year-old Jewish woman who was out chopping wood for the winter when she fell and broke her leg, and she hasn't been able to get out of bed since that. She's surviving on scraps that sometimes her neighbor brings her. And when I went in to bring her a food box in the beginning of the winter and some winter emergency heating, it was the biggest smile I've seen, and it made me realize how everything is relative. We are so blessed. We have prayers for all different types of things, but for these poor Jews, their prayer is for food. They don't have running water in their home. They don't have heating. You can't believe that there are still people living like that today, let alone Holocaust survivors. They're relying on us to live, and so we have the ability to give them real redemption, real hope, real comfort, knowing that they're not alone. And just $25 feeds one Jew. Just $25 is all it takes to give one Jewish person the gift of hope. But any donation that you can give of any amount makes a difference, whether your gift is large or small. The fellowship will use your donation today to bless a poor Jewish person like those old Holocaust survivors with no one to help them. And as I go and deliver this aid on your behalf, I say a prayer for you, and I know that God will bless you for your kindness and love towards His people, Israel. So we're going to give you a special phone number to call in just a minute, and I'm praying that God will lay it on your heart to help us today.
Holocaust survivors like Maria are at risk during these frigid winter months in the former Soviet Union. Today is your opportunity. This is your chance to give a blessing and bring hope to one of God's chosen people. A gift of just $25 today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one elderly Jew with an emergency food box. If you can give a $50 donation today, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. Here's a special toll-free number to call and donate today. 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840.
I was just astounded at the living conditions that these poor people have to live in. And it looked like they didn't have any heat. They were so bundled up and trying to keep warm and no food. It's just heartbreaking to see it. It's terrible. By themselves in that house, just so lonesome. $25 to buy a box of food. I had no idea that people were living in those kind of conditions. I'm just one person, but if every one person does their part, then there'll be a lot of people working with it and giving these people the things they need. And that's the least I can do, is to send them $25 for a box of food to help them to eat so they're not starving to death. Yeah, God says if you bless Israel, he will bless you. You want to be blessed. We have a nice place to live, and we have plenty of food to eat. Have a nice, loving husband and children, and it's just all blessings, everything. He's just blessed us tremendously.
It's quick and easy to make your donation with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by, waiting for your call. 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Prayer is an important priority at the fellowship, not only for those we help, but also for our friends and supporters like you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to come into your home or wherever you are right now and to pray with you, to pray for you. Whatever's going on in your world, if it matters to you, it matters to God. Let's do that now. Let's just go ahead and pray. Beloved God of heaven, we love you. We give you praise and honor and glory, for there's none like you in all the world. I thank you for the precious people, wherever they're living. I thank you for this fellowship, for the opportunity to serve so many people, Holocaust survivors who have already seen much too much anguish and heartache and suffering. Help us to continue to find creative ways to save Jewish lives all over the world. Bless healthcare providers, doctors and nurses. Touch police officers and all of those who are essential in this season of suffering. And I pray for those who can't get out of their home and they need to stay in. I ask for your healing hand to rest upon them and to strengthen them and to raise them up. Let them know how very much you love them. I'm believing you, O God. I pray that right now, whatever's going on in your world, for your health, your mind, your relationships, your finances. Perhaps they've shut down your job. You don't know what you're going to do now. But I know what God's going to do. And I'm believing God with you and for you, that he's going to move in your life. And you're going to see something happen so significant that you know it is the Lord who does this. It is God himself doing the work in your life. I declare Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 on your life, where the Lord said, I will bless those who bless Israel. And you are people who bless Israel. So I declare you are the blessed of the Lord.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, host of Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, believes that supporting Israel and blessing God's chosen people is one of the most meaningful things a Christian can do.
This trusted ministry has given Christians like me a way to tangibly bless Jewish people who are in need throughout the world. Jews have faced persecution after persecution for centuries. Tragically, today, elderly Jews in the former Soviet Union still face anti-Semitism and abject poverty. I admire Yael Eckstein and have been blessed to deliver food with her to elderly who would simply not have eaten that day without our help. She's a godly woman doing noble work worthy of our support. That's why I pray that you'll support the fellowship in whatever way God leads you. And he promises, as written in the Bible, I will bless those who bless the children of Israel.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. This winter, as temperatures continue to plummet across the former Soviet Union, poor elderly Jews, isolated and living alone, are at risk. Many are in desperate need of food and winter provisions to help them survive the harsh winter months.
That's why we're asking you to bless one elderly Jew today with an emergency food box for a gift of just $25. Here's a special toll-free number to call and donate today. 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. If you can give $50, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood.
What struck me most was the fact that they're living in such poverty. They have no food. They need medical attention. There was nobody there with them to help take care of them. Partnering with Fellowship of Christians and Jews, that was what touched me, was the fact that these people would probably go unnoticed to the rest of the world, but y'all found them and brought them hot meals, and just to be there with them, to talk to them, was tremendous. Genesis 12:3, it talks about, I will bless those that bless you and curse him that curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And what's so exciting about that to me is they're talking about us. You and I are going to be blessed if we bless Israel.
All it takes is one phone call. It's quick, easy, and secure to donate with your credit card, debit card, or checking account. Again, that number is 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org or call toll-free 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein, shares the story of Galina, a Holocaust survivor.
Galina has seen horrible things with hunger in the past. She calls it the hungry years, where she remembers getting maybe a piece of bread a day. Since those days of extreme hunger, she's so careful with the vegetables that she eats, because all she grows in the summer is what she has through the winter.
I remember how the Nazis were marching inside our hometown in our fear, and my mother hiding some food. And when me and my older sister were very hungry, she would give us to smell the food. But she didn't let us eat very often.
She could still go back and feel those pains in her stomach of being so hungry.
Lucky are the people who never know this feeling of being hungry from deep inside. And I wish them never to experience this horrible feeling.
Here's some vegetables. And we heard that you like kasha. So we brought you some kasha. Now, when she's getting this food box, when all she lives on is the vegetables she grows, it's like winning the lottery for her. It's the answer to her prayers. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tell the people in America, thank you.
Holocaust survivors like Galina desperately need your help to survive the harsh winter months in the former Soviet Union. You can make a difference in the life of someone like Galina right now. You can be their hero. Your gift of just $25 today helps provide an emergency food box. If you can give $50 today, you'll also help provide elderly Jews like Galina with life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. Here's the special phone number to call, 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840.
For $25, the fellowship can give a box of food, and they can eat a month. And I put $25 in my gas tank, and that's not even something I think about. There are times when God asks us to be His hands and feet, and I think when we put that into action and we physically meet someone's need, I think that is what Christ wants us to do and what He did on earth, and that was to help others. You know, we live in our own little worlds and we don't see beyond sometimes the need that there are, or maybe we just have skepticism as to what is really a need, but to actually see from the fellowship to show us, okay, this is the need, this is what is needed, and this is how I can really help, and I know it's going to be blessed. I know it's going to be received with thanksgiving and gratitude, and I know I'm bringing Christ's love to someone. And I think as a mother of three boys, when I can show them how to put Christ's love into action, realistically doing it, not just saying, oh, we'll send money to that, and they don't see any piece of it, but to actually see it, I think that's important, because that's what I want my children to see as well.
You can give an emergency food box as a blessing to one of God's chosen people. Here's the special phone number to call, 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that number is 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Dr. Paul Lanier, chairman of the U.S. Board for the Fellowship, gives a special prayer for Holocaust survivors like Maria and Galina, who urgently need your help to survive the harsh winter months in the former Soviet Union. Their very survival is in your hands.
Loving God of heaven, I thank you that you allow us to come to you in prayer. On behalf of Maria and Galina, because your heart calls us to do this. You call us to prayer because your heart longs to hear our needs and to hear our faith. And we do believe right now. Touch these precious women now whose lives are cold in so many ways. You know them better than anyone else in the world. And you want us to participate in their lives, in their miracles. And I thank you for Yael, who so lovingly and tenderly reaches out and ministers to them. I thank you for all of the ministering members of this fellowship who give so lovingly and kind and generously. All of us are part of the miracle that you're bringing to Maria's life and Galina's life. Touch them now. And God, we ask that they would be fully assured right now of how much you love them and that you are there with them now. We believe it and we declare it in your holy name. Amen.
As the frigid winter across the former Soviet Union threatens precious Jewish souls, we must challenge ourselves to act on their behalf. We must act on our prayers and help them survive. Temperatures have been plummeting to dangerous levels, and for Jews like Maria and Galina, this threatens their very survival. With your gift today of $25, you'll help provide an emergency food box to an elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union. With your blessing of $50 today, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood.
We support the fellowship because the fellowship is doing the job that we can't do physically ourselves, but they are there as our outreach. And so we want to provide whatever the resources we can to the fellowship to do the work. So we want to be a part of that. I had no idea that Ukraine was that hard on those dear souls. There's no support around them, nothing to keep them warm, nothing to keep them fed. It just breaks your heart. My heart is to give as much as I can to make this happen. One of the favorite scriptures that I have is Proverbs 3, verse 27, which says, withhold not good to those unto whom it's due, when it's in the power of your hand to do it. And I believe that God is holding us responsible to take care of those Jewish people. God made it clear that he blesses those that blesses Israel.
Here's the phone number to call and donate. It's quick and easy, and you can make your donation with any debit card, credit card, or checking account. 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840. Fellowship operators are standing by, ready to take your call. 800-887-9840. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that toll-free number is 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. President and CEO of the fellowship, Yael Eckstein, shares her heart for helping poor elderly Jews in the former Soviet Union, especially now during these harsh winter months.
Today we drove for 2.5 hours out to a tiny little village where there was one woman who was the only Jewish woman in her village. And when we went inside, she started crying and telling us we were the first people to visit her in months. She hasn't had visitors. It was so emotional. And I looked around. She couldn't even stand up from her bed. Right next to her bed, she had a bucket of water. She had a little thing of pickled vegetables. And I was talking to her. And what she said was, I used to always be totally self-sufficient. I used to go out and grow my own food and do everything I needed to do. And now I'm too old to do that. I'm too weak. And so what she does is, once in a while, when she has the strength, she goes out to the forest walking to pick some nuts from the trees and gather some wild mushrooms. That's what she has. That's what she has to eat. And when the fellowship went in with a food box and with gloves and with socks for her freezing feet, she started crying and saying, no, this is too much for me. I'm old. I'm going to die anyways. You take it. You're young. You need your energy. You're young. You need to be warm. And it was the most heartbreaking moment that for this woman, for this Holocaust survivor, such a precious child of God, that she felt like she didn't deserve something as simple as a food box and gloves and socks. And every time I visited these elderly, wow, gems of God's children, I was just thinking about how blessed we are. Like, what is it that I pray for? What is it that I want? What is it that my children want? You know, to paint our wall a new color, or to buy a more comfortable bed, or to get a new toy. These people are praying for food, and when they get food and a pair of gloves, it's beyond what they could have even possibly dreamed of. That it just kind of puts in perspective how blessed I am, and how blessed I think we can all relate to that, how blessed we are. They are literally forgotten. So thank you, my friends. It has been inspiring for me in order to be able to represent you, in order to see these holy people who feel forgotten, us letting them know that they're not. And if you want to continue to help more and more elderly, how you can donate, I've identified so many Holocaust survivors here who we didn't know about, who need our help. And we could bring them a food box, but with your help, I could be able to bring them a food box every month. We have volunteers on the ground that are waiting to go to their homes every month with food boxes, prepared meals, emergency winter aid. So if that is something that you're interested in doing, I know God will bless you as in return, as he promises in Genesis 12:3. If you could bless them generously, I know God will bless you generously. Shalom.
A gift of just $25 today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union with an emergency food box. If you can give $50, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. This is our last opportunity on our program today to give you this special phone number, 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840.
I love the Jewish people. I always have. I've always had a heart for them. I had a very close friend in school that was Jewish. Her parents were in the Holocaust. They showed me their tattoos. She only had her mother and father. Everyone else had died. They were put to death. And it just really affected me. It's very painful. They are God's people. They're God's chosen people. That would be my heart, to be there, to help hand out the meals to them, to let them know they're loved and not forgotten, and that they're not just surviving there without anyone to hug them or touch them or let them know they're loved. And I know that they have God, because he does love them, but he wants us to reach out and help them in any way we can. We've supported the fellowship for years. We saw Mike Huckabee supporting and what he did when he went over there and sat with the precious people and held their hands and kissed them. And I saw the smiles on their faces. And we said, we've got to donate to this organization. It's wonderful.
Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by waiting for your call. 800-887-9840. 800-887-9840. You can donate quickly and easily with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that number is 800-887-9840. That's 800-887-9840. Thank you, and may God richly bless you for your generous gift today to bless His chosen people. Shalom. Bless Israel is a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and was written and produced by Westar Media.